Hello, welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Huh? Yeah? How about that? This week, we got a whole slew of things, as you guys probably already know. And yeah, we'll move onward and upward from there. We'll talk the Black Bears. We'll talk the Team Maryland, Stevenson's men and women and club and Navy's D1 and women and Towson's men and women and Terps men and women and Loyola women and all kinds of fun stuff, including the players. But let's first get started with the Maryland Black Bears, who went into Middletown, New Jersey. And how about that? Taking a couple points out of there. Not bad for the against the top team in the NAHL, with Friday night being the real nail biter. And then Saturday just being a weird affair, not only on the ice, but trying to watch it as well. We'll get to that in a minute. But we will have a little contest ski. A little contest after we do the weekend review for the Maryland area teams, as Johnny P., the photographer extraordinaire, has gotten us four tickets. That's two sets of two tickets to give away for Military Appreciation Night, December 7th at Piney Orchard, the Den at Piney Orchard Ice Arena. And we'll be, like I said, I will have an idea of what I'm going to do between now and by the end of the weekend review. So after the weekend review, that's when we'll have the whole contest dealio. We'll give it about a week, and then we'll announce a winner sometime next week before Thanksgiving. We'll do it the Wednesday. Maybe the Wednesday or the Tuesday. We'll see what we're doing here. We'll see how this pumps, and then we'll go from there. I was looking at trying to get seats just for no other reason than to see where the seating was at. This is Section 3, so that's where the Black Bears shoot twice. I think it's Row 4 or something. Seats 7, 8, 9, 10, I think. I should pull up the tickets. I'm not going to do that because I'm a professional and I have a somewhat good memory. In any case, a lot of seats not available for this event, so Johnny P's got your hookup. Holla if you hear me. So we will give those away, and we'll have a little contest key after the weekend review. So let's get the weekend review over and done with, and we'll start with Friday night. The Maryland Black Bears, big, big win in the shootout against the New Jersey Titans. Like I said, the Titans, the top team in the NAHL coming into this weekend. And Maryland just gave them a little bit of something. They gave them a little bit of chutzpah. It was a back-and-forth first period with Maryland and New Jersey trading goals, especially there with just under four minutes remaining. New Jersey got on the board first. Then Aiden Bruich, who had himself a weekend, got his first of the weekend. Logan Kittleson and Luke Mountain on the assist. Right back, Chris Garbey got something for New Jersey. Then Wilmer Skoog, 10 seconds after that, got his 13th of the season from Anthony Malika. And then to close out the frame, Hampus Rehquist, his fourth, with Garrett Sidlowski and Braden Stannard with the assist there. Then there was quiet until the last minute of regulation, when with 35 seconds left, New Jersey ties it up. Nothing was settled in overtime, and in the shootout, the Maryland Black Bears go ahead and win it. Logan Kittleson with the lone goal in the shootout for either teams, as Michael Altzen hit the post, and that was all she wrote, gave the Maryland Black Bears the win. 25 saves through Andrew Takis for the victory in this one. Running down everything, like I said, goals to Aiden Bruich, Hampus Rehquist, Wilmer Skoog, assists to Anthony Malika, Logan Kittleson, Luke Mountain, Garrett Sidlowski, Braden Stannard on that one. And I want to apologize for Logan Kittleson. I can't spell, and I was just flopping the E and the L during the Twitter thing today on Saturday. So I apologize to that, Logan, and to any of Logan's friends and family members out there. My bad. Then we move on to Saturday. Things were looking hot Saturday. Maryland had one of their best periods of the year in the first period, pretty much controlled the tempo of play in the offensive zone, potting three goals quick. Aiden Bruich with two, including one on the power play. His first one, 5 minutes and 32 seconds into the period, from Jude Curtis. Then his second on the power play from Braden Stannard and Hampus Rehquist. New Jersey got one back, but Garrett Sidlowski got a nice little slapper there from Cameron Recchi, went in and gets his fourth of the season. Then going from one of their better periods to probably one of their worst periods. In the second period, just nothing could go right. The Titans score 4 on 15 shots. Maryland really didn't have much of a chance at all. Only 4 shots in the period. Couldn't get anything going offensively. It looks like they were skating through quicksand. 2 of the goals came off of very bad turnovers in the defending zone. Just ill-advised passes up the middle, ill-advised holding on to the puck through the middle. Just it didn't seem there was much urgency, as much urgency, rather, as in earlier in the game, and it proved to be bad. All things, I mean, there's not much more to say. You give up 4 goals in the period, it's going to be bad. Andrew Tackett got pulled after a 15-save effort, 5 goals against for that one. Shockingly enough, Cooper Black comes in, gets the loss, stops 5. But the third period was crazy, and I'm going to lay this out here. I know a lot of people kind of were lamenting with me this week when this happened. Hockey TV had an issue, and I don't know if it was just the Hockey TV service, if it was some problems at the Middletown Ice Arena, whatever it was. But it was like Technodrome. It was skipping. It was max. I posted a video up on Twitter on Chesapeake HW Pod. It was not great. And I'm not going to blame anybody. Technical stuff happens. It sucks. But Hockey TV really needs better customer relations. Because not only were they blaming the billet parents and the family members that it was their problem, when I went off and had a nice little letter to write to them, the only response they gave to me was, "Yeah, it was a problem. We fixed it." No explanation of what the problem was. No explanation of why they were blaming the parents or the billet parents or anybody. That's bad. That's bad optics, kids. That's not great optics. So, you know, for the amount of money being paid to Hockey TV, you would think that they would have a little bit better customer relations. Like, you don't have to go over the moon and back for us. Provide us a little clarity. Be transparent. That's all we ask. In any case, the third period, from what I got through, was a wild one. 3 goals on each side. Braden Stanner for the Black Bears from Luke Mountain. New Jersey scored 2 back-to-back, 30 seconds apart from each other, and a minute from the Braden Stanner goal. Then Logan Kittleson, a second of the season. Stanner and Malika on the assist. And then Luke Mountain scored 1 with 4:30 left, his 4th of the year from Braden Stanner. But that's all she wrote. Could not get any closer than that. Boy, that was not a great way to end the weekend. Fire Wagon Hockey alive and well during that game. No one could make a save, but that's the way she is sometimes. It be like that sometimes, as the kids say. What can you do? Power play was pretty good, though. Only 3 opportunities, banked in 1, so 33%. You'd like that. PK was okay, killing off 6-7. A little bit more disciplined weekend for the Black Bears, although Wilmer Skoog did get an abusive official misconduct there towards the end. You know, when you're down, you know, when you're down 2 goals, you want to go ahead and have your best player, one of your best offensive players on the ice. And an abuse and official penalty, not the way to go about it. It is what it is. You know, it be like that, as I said. But this weekend wasn't bad overall. You take a split from the top team. You go ahead and get some points. You cut into that lead a little bit. You set up a great weekend coming up here in 2 weekends, just after Thanksgiving. I'd also like to give a nice little shout-out to Mr. Anthony DiPaolo, the play-by-play voice of the New Jersey Titans. Obviously, I think a listener. I appreciate it. Giving us, myself and Johnny P, some props for the stuff we did at Frisco Tap House last week. And yeah, Anthony, if you got video of the third period, I would love to see it. That's not in in a techno hellscape, which I was dealing with this past weekend. So there's that. Looking at the way too early standings, the Black Bears now sit still 6th place, still 2 points behind Northeast for that final playoff spot, but 3 games in hands at 9-10-2. 0 goal differential, 69-69. Nice for that goals for and goals against. this season so far. So we got that going for us. Weekend coming up here. We'll talk about that here after the weekend review for everybody else. But I think a good takeaway for this is the fact that there was a very good weekend for the Black Bears in a tough situation. And even in the Saturday game, when things kind of seemed lost, they kept that heart, they kept that determination, they kept plugging away at it, and they can play with these big boys. There should not be a question of it. They can play with them. So shout out to them for doing so, for having the heart to go ahead and playing like they played there. We'll move on to the affiliate team of that team. Maryland went up to Connecticut, and they took 4 points. They took it all. They said, I'll have all these points. I'll take all these points. Less an overtime point, but whatever. On Saturday, they went ahead and they came back from down 3-1 to beat the Connecticut Rough Riders 4-3. Bobby Guyer got a power play goal 3 minutes into the second period for Tristan Mock and Evan Green. And to close out the period, Anthony Grant from Evan Donnelly and Mock. Then in the third period, it was all Team Maryland. Cole Burkle from Vincent Maurice and Jeff Redman. And then Jeff Redman closed out the scoring at 6-12 with the game-winning goal for you there. Zach Richards, 32 saves in the winning effort on that game. Burkle with a goal. Grant with a goal. Evan Donnelly with an assist. Guyer with a goal. Maurice with an assist. Redman a goal and an assist. Tristan Mock to assist. Evan Green with an assist as well. No rest for the wicked. Quick turnaround for a Sunday morning jaunt. And they needed overtime to do it, but they done did it again. Team Maryland coming out with a great victory. Two wins on the weekend. Cody Rumsey started the scoring for Maryland in the first. Jackson Dobick with the assist. Jada Reuter back on the score sheet from Maurice and Green. Down 3-2. Maryland ties it back up 5 minutes into the second. Tristan Mock from John McDonald's and Denny Arkhipenko. Jada Reuter then on the power play tied up again for Team Maryland with Connor Ball and Cody Rumsey. And then in the third period, down by a goal, Tristan Mock with his second of the game. Tied up. And then Evan Green on the power play from Cody Rumsey and Jada Reuter in overtime. Get it done. Peter Saulis, 27 stops in the OT victory. His first action in a little while there, too. So a big, big weekend for Team Maryland to go ahead and go and steal two from the Connecticut Rough Riders, who are now below Team Maryland standings. Maryland sitting third place right now, 12-9-2 with 26, 88 goals for, 77 against. And a great weekend for them, and a nice little. I'm gonna take credit for the bump. Not at all. I shouldn't take that. Team has been really good, and they've been getting better and better all season. So congratulations to them on their weekend. We will go to the Stevenson men as they went ahead and they had a weekend for themselves as well. There we go. Okay, good. I hope I clicked the right box score. I hate when that happens. Started off on Friday night. At home against Wilkes College, and not a great home game for them. Wilkes beats them, one of the top teams in the UCHC and MAC. Wilkes goes 3-2 on the win there. Nick Gray on the power play got scoring started for Stevenson in the middle of the first. Ryan Patrick, Austin Master with the assist there. And then it wasn't until 13 seconds left in the game where Ryan Patrick got another power play goal from Dominic Brenza, and that was the all the goal scoring that was happening for the Mustangs there. 24 stops for Dylan Schoen in the loss. They traveled on Sunday up to Morrisville in New York to take on Morrisville, and Stevenson went ahead and got a 3-1 victory. I'll start off, Nick Gray got himself another goal, Ryan Patrick on the assist, then Chad Watt back-to-back. Only 16 seconds apart in the third period. His first goal scored by assisted by Chris Javins and Christian Ripley, and Aaron Murray got the assist on the second goal. Ryan Kenny, 20 saves in his debut of the season, I would say. 1-0-1-0. That would be a debut, Scott. That's way to go. Way to go with that. Just you did it. You done did it to yourself. So Stevenson goes ahead and gets a non-conference victory at Morrisville, drops a conference thing. It happens. It is what it is. So a split weekend for them, not probably not ideal, but probably not the worst thing either. We'll go to the Stevenson women, who I believe they had an all-home everything weekend, and they did good for themselves. The ladies did good for themselves. Starting off on Friday afternoon, a 5-cob shellacking of Lebanon Valley. A big, big win for them. Big confidence boost for the Mustangs there. Nikki Kendrick got the goal scoring started in the first period. Allison Barlow, Allie Gibson with the assist. Then Ashlyn Bray with only scant seconds remaining in the second period from Callie Jo Zagia. Sorry, Callie Jo. I know I biffed that one. Allie Gibson got one at 36 seconds into the third period. T. Ferreira and Nikki Kendrick on the assist. Then Trinity Barkless scored with Jordan Perillo getting the assist. Then Elizabeth Goudreau with 45 seconds left in regulation from Perillo again with the goals there. Annie Smith-Hammond, another shutout. 19 saves in the workload there. Move on to Saturday afternoon. Chatham comes to the town. Stevenson gets 3 power play goals in the first period, and that leads them to victory 5-2. Stevenson, all 3 goals in the first, like I said, on the power play. Jordan Perillo from Carly Aguirre and Paige Sullivan, then Kendrick from Gibson and Barlow, and then Perillo again from Aguirre and Trinity Barkless. There, Chatham got one in the second, but Jordan Perillo finishes off the hat trick. Natty Bo Hattie Horn with an unassisted goal in the second. And then T. Ferreira got an empty net goal. Sullivan and Elizabeth Goudreau on the assist on that one. Annika Carlander with 24 saves in a victory for herself. Another great weekend for a solid bounce back weekend for the women, who are now 4-2-1, 3-2-0 in conference play. As we got a Jordan Perillo with some weekly honors, as well as Annie Smith-Hammond, as we take a look at the loading page for Go Mustangs, which is the weirdest press release way to go about it. Perillo got MAC Offensive Player of the Week, 3 goals of the weekend, 2 assists, and a +6 ranking, while Annie Smith-Hammond with her second shutout of the season, 19 saves, and it gets the MAC Defensive Player of the Week. Stangs taking it over, making sure you know their name and put respect on it. So great, great look there by the ladies, and we'll talk about their next opponents coming up soon. But let us talk some club hockey here as we get Rex and Effects here, and we'll start off with the Naval Academy of the United States. Navy took on number 22 Drexel on Friday night, and they came to play. They came to play, and they got it done. 2-1 victory, even though they were outshot 58-22. Big, big game for Charles Dowdery. 57 saves. That's a lot of save. That's a lot of damage. Went ahead, 2-1 victory. Navy got scoring from Joe Walton, Connor Hyden, and Joe Kelly on the assist there, and then they shut it down after that. Connor Hyden with the second Navy goal after Drexel got on the board within the first minute of the second from Joe Kelly and Derek Golombrowski. Dowdery with the 57 saves in the winning effort. Big, big win for Navy. Drexel ranked number 22 in Division I play for the ACHA. Big, solid victory for them. They weren't done yet. Navy took on Villanova. They had more of their game. 4-2 victory for Navy. They outshot. They were the predator now. 54 shots to 27. Riley Jamison with a goal in the first period. Joe Walton and Joseph Gianni with the assist on that one. Then Edward Chow with the goal. Andrew Douglas on the assist starting off the second period. Joe Kelly, another goal for himself. Golombrowski and Connor Hyden on the assist, and then 17 seconds into the third, Connor Hyden shut it down. Golombrowski and Kelly on that one. Dowdery with 25 saves in the winning effort for your midshipmen, who are now 6-0 in the ECHA conference. They are up at the top. They are getting things done. They are making sure that they don't get oversighted this time. They let people know about it. So big, big wins this weekend for this core team. So shout out to them getting ish done. We go to Towson now, and Towson had a weekend for themselves. Villanova came into their house first. And I will say that Towson weakened up Villanova for Navy, just to put it out there. Villanova won 8-1 on the Friday night affair. Towson got a goal from Matt Curtin midway through the first period. Matthew Barilla with the assist on that, and that's all she wrote. Jacob Schneider, 51 saves in a loss. Kevin Mackey with 8 saves in relief. Not so great, Bob. Not so great. But they turned it around. Didn't let that loss get to them. Didn't let things get to them. They bared down. They looked at it. They looked. They had that eye of the tiger. That's not just a clever thing for their mascot. And they won against PSU Berks 6-5 in dramatic fashion. Colin Mercier with the game-winning goal on that one. Matt Curtin, Jack Boyer, or Boyer, depending on how you speak it. Drew Lustig with 2 goals, and Constance Penazes with a goal there in a gutsy victory for Towson. And puts them back on the win column. Always good to see these wheels in motion, see things happening. Make sure that they don't get too slighted either. They don't, you know, too down on themselves, because obviously when you're not having a great year, to put it nicely, when you're not having a great year like that, it's hard for guys to keep their heads in it. But they're keeping their heads in it and all this. And we do have a box score. All right, we'll get some assist out here too for y'all. So I mentioned the goals. Kevin Mackey with 44 saves in the winning effort. Sammy Rudnick had an assist. Jake Listy had an assist. Matt Curtin had 2 assists. Nick Nagagawa with 3 assists. Big game for him. Penazes has had 2 assists. And James Markberger had an assist as well. So congratulations, gentlemen. You got things done. You got it on the win column. You can take a breath now. We can get going and move on to next week. Stevenson, the club team in Stevenson, they had quite the weekend too, as they went on the road to Happy Valley and played Penn State. Wasn't quite happy. A 4-1 loss. Mark Bowen, the only goal in this one. But the story of the weekend was Saturday, as they took on Delaware, and in a shootout, 3-2 victory over Delaware's D2, which is nothing to scoff about. Thomas Foschini had both the goals in regulation and the shootout winner, and he ate the bowl. He ate the bowl, ladies and gentlemen. He made sure it was good to go and gives those Green Horses a victory on the weekend. So don't have a box score in front of me. Didn't see one on ACHA when I compiled the list. So I apologize to the Stevenson folks for not getting assists. When we get to the midway point of the year, we'll talk about, once we get to January, we'll say the first show in January, which I'm at home at for, we'll go ahead and talk some stats for everybody, because I think everybody will still be on semester break by and large. We move on to the Terps. The Terpies had 2 games this weekend. You wouldn't know it. You'd only expect them to have 1 unless I'd go here and check the box score now. University of Maryland went ahead and won on Friday night against James Madison University. 7-3 was the score. Irvin Koshkow with the first goal for Maryland. Landon Nguyen and Ian Prokrek with the assist. Then Evan Yamaguchi got Maryland back on the board in the first period. Unassisted goal there. Yamaguchi then in the second period from Cole Musser and Andrew Emek. Then Liam Eden from Christopher Bouchard and Matthew Kremen on that goal. Thomas Murphy then got things going for the Terps in the third period. Unassisted. Then Connor Havey for Maryland from Liam Eden. Evan Yamaguchi, again, his third goal. Natty Bo Hattie Horn with Matthew Kremen on the assist there. Matthew Derry with 28 saves in the victory over the Bulldogs. Are they the Bulldogs? Are they some kind of royalty? Not entirely sure what's going on with that, with James Madison's logo. And then Georgetown, there's no score. Nothing from Georgetown. No updates anywhere. No box score, nothing. So a game allegedly happened on Saturday at the Gardens Ice House between University of Maryland and Georgetown. What the result was, who's to say? No one updated anything. I don't even think Georgetown Hockey has a Twitter. So, all right, we're going to have to deal with that then, right? Okay. We're going to move over to the ladies. Go to the ladies now, and Navy had themselves a weekend as well. The Navy's women's team, who getting noticed in the rankings. Had a tough one on Friday as they went up to Delaware. Lost 5-1 despite outshooting the Blue Hens 38-25. The lone goal, Lauren Power from Abigail Lewis in the defeat. Shannon Hart with 20 saves in the losing effort. But in the back end of the home and home, got that swagger back from that beautiful McMullen Ice Arena air. 4-0, 57 shots on goal to 24. Devin Marshall got things started midway through the first, and it ends the session. It was really 2 minutes and 7 seconds Navy scored their three goals of the first period. The midshipmen just doing work in that middle part of the first frame. Devin Marshall with a goal, Maggie Madigan and Taylor Sparks with the assist on the first goal. Then Celeste Foley with the second goal from Brooke Gauthier and Rose Gasper. Then Aaron Schaefer from Joey Whalen and Michaela Stangel, or Stangel, as it would be said in English, closed out that three goals in 2 minutes and 7 seconds. And in the second period, Maggie Madigan got on the board from Stangel again for the victory. Julia Chenoweth, 24 save shutout for her. Big congrats to that one, because that's a big win to end a home and home, especially with the travel involved. So huzzah, huzzah to all of that. Loyola, the women there were back on the ice after a bit of a break. They went up to University of Pennsylvania and showed the Quakers what for in a 2-1 victory. Quakers outshot the Greyhounds 52-21. But Grace Lunder, strong in net, 51 save effort for her on the back of Sophia Theodore and Catherine Wilkes goals in the first and third, held on to it throughout. So big, big win for the Greyhounds there. You got to love that, especially after a bit of a time off. You can get things done, get things going, and keep it happening. Now, also allegedly, there was a game between the University of Maryland Terrapins women's and the Towson women team on Saturday at Ice World. The Towson women's team promoted it, and now I'm going to watch now. I'm going to have to recut this one, I bet, because I'm going to go to their Facebook page, and they're actually going to have the result, and I'm going to look like the fool, but you won't hear this because you'll be all cut out. So let's actually take a look, and no, there is no result from the Towson Maryland women. Results, there's nothing, no results whatsoever. So we are in the dark about this. We're all dark. It's not happening. Not happening for anybody. So we'll have to see how this one is scored. If it even happened, I don't even know if there's a game, if it was canceled, what happened? No one knows. But we do know there's something big going down this coming weekend, for the DVCHC, which we will get to here in a second. But first, I had mentioned something happening with some tickets. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to the philanthropic, that's easy for me to say, the kindness. I'll just go that because that word's easy for me to say. Thanks to the kindness of one Johnny P, we got ourselves some tickets. We got ourselves some tickets for the Military Appreciation Game December 7th against the Jamestown Rebels. 7:45 start, Section 4, Row C, Seat 7. So Section 4, you'll be there facing as the Black Bears shoot twice. You'll be Row C, you'll be just up a little bit. And we got two sets of tickets there for Seats 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. So we got that going for us. I have the tickets. I'm looking at them right now. 7:45 puck drop. And all you got to tell me, all you have to tell to me, is who scored the first goal in last year's Military Appreciation Night game. Yeah, that's all you need to do. Give me the name of the person who of the Maryland Black Bear who scored the first goal for the Maryland Black Bears in the Military Appreciation Night game from last year's thing. We will put all the correct winners into a raffle, and then we'll pick a winner And then you will pick two winners, actually. And then you guys will get the tickets to spread amongst yourselves. So there's that for you guys. Hopefully that's how it works. I'm hoping that's the way things go. I'll have to talk to people about it. But I'm pretty sure that's the way it goes. We'll just give you guys the tickets. They scan that unique code, and then you guys are in like Flynn, I hope. I will have to check with with the P, and then we'll go from there. So, first goal during Military Appreciation Night for the Black Bears, not the other team, for the Black Bears. And then you'll get put into a thing for the tickets, and then we'll be good to go. And then hopefully I'm sure they'll go to a good home. Why wouldn't they? All right, so there's that. We got some upcoming games. Speaking of the Black Bears, they will take on the Johnstown Tomahawks in Johnstown Friday and Saturday. These teams just plain don't like each other. So this will be an interesting thing. And, of course, always a fun time when I have to listen to the Johnstown commentary because those guys are like a wacky Western Pennsylvania morning show that makes me realize it's a dead, cool town. Kidding. Jamestown's great. They got the slap shots there. It's fantastic. Johnny P might want to go up there one of these days. Who's to say? It's a good time had by all. Team Maryland will be at the Philly Junior Flyers on Saturday and Sunday, while Stevenson Men will take on Manhattan. They'll be at Manhattanville and at Newman Friday and Saturday, so quite the travel weekend for them. The Stevenson Women will be taking on Alverna, a new program to UCHC, on, I think that's Friday night. I didn't put a day there because I'm an idiot. Navy's D1, they will be at against Westchester on Friday, their only home date of the weekend, while Towson will be at Drexel on Saturday. Stevenson Club team is off domestically until December 7th. However, they will be playing three games in Germany and one in Austria this coming, I guess, next couple of weeks here. I'm not entirely sure because it doesn't seem like their schedule is really hammered down in terms of what they're playing, who they're playing, when they're playing. But you guys can follow them on Twitter at SUACHA Hockey. SUACHA Hockey. They don't know the times of the games and who they're playing. So we'll see what happens with all that. They had hopefully they can put it out there and we all have things a going and it's all great for everybody. So, three in Germany, one in Austria, and if you're an overseas listener, go see them games. I think it's only a train ride away. I don't know. I know nothing about European geography. Why am I saying such blasphemy? In any case, that's where the club team is going to be. For now, the Terps D2 team, they will be against Drexel on Friday, and then they're off until the new year. We won't know about it, though. It's like the Sean O method for posting scores. But this weekend, we'll go to the women's side of things. Navy women, they're off, I think, until next year. They don't have anything scheduled on the ACHA website that they are playing, and I don't think there's anything on the College Hockey East website for them playing as well. I'm just going to check here real quick. That's Friday. So that's another thing entirely. You can see I'm very well prepared for this episode. I'm not going to make any cuts because I am not feeling great. When was this? Was this October? Yeah, it was October. That had to be October, right? Yeah, the 27th hasn't happened yet in November, Scott. You jamoke. Navy women, they are off until January 17th. So a long layoff for the midshipmen women. So we will midship women. I should go and be PC about it. So we will have time to get back to them and have time to do stats with them sooner rather than later. But the Maryland women, the Loyola women, and the Towson women are all going to be a part of a great event that's happening in Aston, Pennsylvania, my old stomping grounds for that 1 year of college, as the East Coast Showdown will be happening for this weekend. 14 club teams, 12 which play on the D2 level, will be out and about during this showcase for girls' high school hockey as well. So a lot of the hope is to bring out high school hockey players, women's teams or girls' teams, as it were, to come out, give them an introduction into college club hockey, and to show them what can, you know, if there are options, if they don't make a D1 NCAA or D3 NCAA school, which Newman is right down the road from them in that southeastern Pennsylvania area. But that gives them other options. That the you know there are places you guys can go and play, and the club hockey will be there. Any female high school player is welcome to register to attend the event. $40 per, which will include an hour on ice scrimmage and skill session with college club coaches, practice jersey, and access to the recruiting meet and greet event, and introductions to all the teams during the tournament. So that's a pretty cool thing. Great exposure for the girls' high school areas around there. For anybody who wants to go, you can go to women's.dvchhockey.org, and there should be a link there for that. But all three Maryland teams will be playing in, or three of the four Maryland teams are playing in that. The Terps women will take on University of Pennsylvania, then Towson, then Sunny Oswego. Then the Greyhound women will take on Mercyhurst, UPenn, and Towson, while Towson will take on California. And I guess by default, you can figure out they're taking on Maryland and Loyola in those events. So it should be a good weekend for all involved in this showdown, which aside from Loyola, I don't see scheduled, or it was only scheduled on the ACHA website. I don't know. It's very crazy and conjectured. But go check it out. It should be a good time. Follow along. dvchhockey.org, and the women's side of things will be there. So awesome, awesome event to promote women's club hockey, and also to get some of the girls' high school hockeys acclimated with what club hockey can bring to them in their playing days if they decide to play club hockey for there. So there's that. Let us get to the players. And there's a few players that we talk about this week. Patrick Giles back on the ice for the first time this weekend as BC took on Vermont. Got himself a goal this weekend on Saturday. So a nice little welcome back. Two games and one goal. Awesome work for him to get back from, I guess, an apparent injury. I'm not entirely sure. BC very vague about it, and I don't feel like going into the weeds about trying to read all that stuff. Veronica Petty for Northeast got an assist against UNH this Friday to keep her scoring very consistent. And the Northeastern women still looking great this year. I think only maybe one or two losses on the season this year. Pretty damn epic. Jason O'Neill from Providence College got himself a goal a day this weekend. Goal Friday, goal Saturday, both against Northeastern. Getting his bumping up, getting that junior year thing going. Colin O'Neill, his older brother at UMass Lowell, got a goal on Friday and an assist on Saturday against UConn as the senior forward. Looks to end the year out strong for himself. Going into some junior hockey, Adam Varga, who was of the Mississauga Steelheads, no longer there. He was traded to the Ottawa 67s last Wednesday after the show had been done. And he got himself a goal in his third game of action with the 67s on Saturday against Sarnia. So hopefully a new location is a fresh start for Varga. And maybe they can get him some looks, but better looks that they were getting that they didn't get out of him in Mississauga. Aaron Randonzo of the Odessa Jackalopes went 0-2 this weekend with a .338 goals against, but a .920 save percentage. Faced a barrage of shots this weekend. Did what he could to keep him out, but obviously the 0-2 record says otherwise. So that is that on the players. So I think that's that for the show. How about that? You like that? How about it? Again, the trivia question, name the first goal scorer for the Maryland Black Bears in their military appreciation game from last season, which was actually February. So only 9 months ago. This game, this goal could have a baby by now because it's 9 months, almost to the day that it happened. The first goal for the Maryland Black Bears, February 23rd, I think the date was. It was the second game against Johnstown that weekend in February. So check it out. Give me the answer. Tweet the answer to me at ChesapeakeHWPod. And then we'll put, if you get the right answer, we'll put your name in a hat and we'll pick it out. Two sets of two tickets. We're going to have two winners on this. And then Mr. Johnny P can present them to you. Maybe if you can print them out and just hand them to you, put them at will call, or I can just download them to you. I don't know how this whole thing works. It's a very bizarre situation that we're going through. So, that's that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys very much for joining me in this episode. Thank you all for listening. I've been Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, powered by Blog Talk Radio. You guys have yourself a great weekend. Consume it's Thanksgiving time. You can stuff that turkey, marinate with some Natty Bo, think about times about the ocean, but really think about that clutch of crab hockey you want to play this weekend. And we'll talk to you all next week.